We're it is true.
We're the best live radio on the field. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You guys step up your jingle game every day. Holy cow.
Oh, you like that one? The Attica songs?
I was jamming.
Yeah, I think he put that together in like 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Not bad for the little studio.
Come for
the
jingle, stay for the people.
Right. So the voice you hear is Josh Bixler, joining us again from Flight Test. Hey, Josh.
Hey, great to be with you guys. Thanks for unlocking the door.
Yeah, somebody will fix that thing eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, what a great event.
Yeah.
You know, we were getting ready to see if our tent was going to become a parachute yesterday, but we were very fortunate with that weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was an intense but mercifully short moment.
Yes. Yeah. So. And we got the shower we all needed.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. The grounds are a little less dusty. We got some water down. It's not bad.
You guys would know this. Is this the biggest event we've had?
Well, of course, we don't know until the end. And in fact, we're just discussing that with our previous guest that. It appears to be, well, it's the biggest camping one that we've got so far. They had to expand the campground four times just in this week to try and accommodate people.
What do you say, like 30 or 40 acres the other day is what they mowed additional? So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Added an additional 1,500 campsites. That was the first one. The first expansion was to add an additional 1,500 campsites, and that was not enough.
Yeah. So if there's ever a question if people love flight, that should be the answer right there.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
But it was very front-loaded. So we're going to see what the weekend brings to see if it was just more people in the front half of the week or something. But so
anecdotally, I would say yes, but time will tell.
We'll just claim it.
Right. So, Josh, Flight Test has their fingers in so many different aspects of, we'll call it aviation or flight in general. You know, we've talked about your event with Flight Fest and some of those things. You have a program, Partners with Purpose Initiative.
Yeah.
Give us kind of a rundown on what that is and kind of where it fits inside of all this stuff that you do.
I kind of think it's the final chapter in what Flight Test is. And I'm not saying, like, we go away after. I'm not saying that. But, you know, we started back in 2010 as a little YouTube show in a garage. We love flight, but our passions and people. That's always been our vision. You know, the YouTube show started growing, we got a fan base, then all of a sudden we started getting a community from that, you know, that was sharing designs and common stuff. Then we became a family, and that's where the Flight Fest really kicked in. This final chapter, in my opinion, is where it goes from being a family to a movement, where people use this hobby, use this activity, then to grow each other and grow personally. And that's where Partners with Purpose is. It's basically taking people from model aviation to do exactly what I want, you know, I get to do every day, make their passion their profession. And we have gotten to meet some of the most incredible people, and we need more, frankly. We don't want these kids to be able to just say, I'm going to use this as a hobby, but I really can't do this for a career. I really can't become a mechanic or an engineer or a pilot or fill in the blank of anywhere in between. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are just like me. I just want to be every day around flight. There's something so special about it. I don't necessarily need to fly every day. I don't necessarily need to, you know, fly a model airplane every day. I just want to be in that world because something about it is so special. Well, there's amazing people out there. There's amazing companies that need employees with passionate people. These kids started at, you know, 5-10 years old. They're 18, 20 years old, and they want careers. Our goal for this time is, with these Partners' Purpose, is to find key people that we can regularly advertise and say, hey, by the way, this company is hiring. By the way, this company has opportunities for this. I'm not against holding up a wallet. Everyone knows when they watch our videos, there's ways that we have to pay the bills.
Sure.
I'd much rather, you know, instead of plugging a wallet or a thing on the internet, I'd much rather be plugging a career opportunity or a direction that someone could go from our community. And it's been amazing. The first Partners with Purpose we had come into play was Vans Aircraft. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible because I didn't realize how many Flight Test kids were already within that company.
Oh,
and
really?
How many were actually not only in the company, but actually growing the company, being an asset to the company. And Greg has shared stories that have brought tears to my eyes, and I cannot wait to get down and visit that factory and their team and hug their necks and thank them.
Yeah. Might I recommend Cirrus?
Yeah, we're talking to them.
Yeah. they're in my backyard.
Yeah, Tony is amazing.
Yes.
And we actually were getting to talk with a lot of them. There's a young lady named Amy. Her dad came. She said, I got to show you. My dad flies all your models, and he does something with engineering, and he wanted me to show you the pictures. I'm like, what a blessing it is when, you know, these silly foam board airplanes, and we'll call them that. Don't be offended, because they are silly compared to what they do in people's lives, can impact people, and young and old alike. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing. Continually moves me to tears.
And this doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a pipeline to a specific, I'll call it, flight test sponsored, something like that. But it's the concept.
Correct. You know, for some reason, people watch it like, oh, yeah, flight test. It's these cool kids that, you know, build things, crash things, laugh a lot. Yeah, we definitely do that. I'm not going to lie. But it's so much more. We want people to fall in love with flight, and then we want them to continue on. And I kind of picture it this way. You know, if flight was a tree, we really want to be the trunk. We want to be the people that helps get them in, get them going, meets their needs where they're at, teach them on the way. But when we come up to the branches, we're not those people. We want to develop the relationships with those people to be able to, you know, say, okay, your passion is this. Oh, you got to talk to Vance. Or your passion is you got to talk to Cirrus or Boeing or fill in the blank. And I'm so excited for that chapter. We do it in the model aviation world for the past 7 years. But I really want to do it in the general aviation world. There's a reality right now. I think we're 60,000 jobs short right now.
Yeah.
In 10 years, 600,000. This country's not going to run with that kind of shortage. Sure. We need to plug that hole. And we're blessed with the resources to do exactly that.
And I'll tell you from personal experience, that's exactly what I've seen happening even in my own household. My oldest daughter, Olivia, who's running around here somewhere. She's actually awesome. Working on breakfast right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's been involved in model aviation stuff with me and watching your videos in the very early days and building your stuff. And then from there, I became a flight test educator.
I love it, yes.
Yeah, and I think I was in the very first, like, few months of that, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, yeah.
It was when you first started that scholarship program.
Yes, Take Flight Initiative.
Yeah, that one. So, but I got involved in doing that. Then she started teaching classes with me.
Oh, wow.
And stuff. And kind of found her interest and passion in what she's doing. And she's... career-wise now moving in that vague direction. I say vague direction. She's not doing foam board. She's into metal.
Yes. She's an amazing fabricator.
Yeah. So, yeah, she is an amazing fabricator.
You don't want people flying in foam board airplanes.
Yeah, true. She has this thing of it. She can see things and think things in 3D.
Yep.
So she like it has a CAD program in her own brain, but she's doing design work and that fabricating stuff. And I can draw a line from the stuff that we've done with her in aviation through constructing and building and fixing and. Yep. You have to be able to think in 3D when you have to repair that foam board.
You do. Structurally, everything.
You know, draw a line from that into where her career field is heading right now. So, I mean, it happens organically. And I think what you're talking about is a more formalization of that thing that was going on anyway.
I love it. And getting to meet your daughters, they're an inspiration. And I love also seeing the family unit. You know, a lot of people say, how do we inspire these kids to get into flight? And I don't know if it's a really popular thing, but I always say, you engage the whole family. Flight is a lifestyle. Make it a lifestyle. So that way, when those kids come home with that passion, the parents can fan the flames, but better yet, they can participate in it. And nobody knows the kids better than their own parents or their mentors and guardians. And I love it. And continually, we're met with testimony after testimony. And my heart's desire for this year would be to be able to walk away with contacts and people that say, yes, we really want to open up the doors and give these kids opportunities for career paths. And, you know, so if someone wants a job, I want to help them get that job.
Sure.
Because I'm blessed to do what I love every day. I want them to do the same.
Right. Foam board is a great, like,
it is.
A great tool to get into that. Again, leaning on Olivia's experience.
Yeah.
She just competed in the super mileage competition, you know, and she had to fabricate a car that was and design it that, you know, that could get hundreds of miles per gallon. I think they were like 400 miles per gallon on this car that she built. But all the concept stuff was done in foam board. Your foam board.
That is so cool. Well, it's a miracle media. Like, it's affordable. Sure. It's light. It's strong. Mm-hmm. But it's not too strong. You know, and it has its limits. And it's so cool because people have to work with that. Any material in the world is exactly that. It has its benefits and it has its drawbacks. And when do you exploit one or the other?
Yeah. Oh, and there she is.
By the way, you're my hero. I love her. Oh, my gosh. They got to stop growing up, though. It kind of freaks me out because how many years have we been doing this? And it's like, I got to look around and it's a smile that, okay, that's you.
Yep, exactly.
So selfishly, if anybody on this radio wants to be a partner with Purpose or talk more about it, mm-hmm. or help us get opportunities for these amazing flight test kids to find careers, we're at booth 832, and we're also doing a meetup today.
Right. That's at Vans RV. You're going to be building some Bird RVs,
I think,
right?
It's going to start at 1 o'clock at the Vans Aircraft booth, and then after we do a meetup and stuff, we're going to go around the corner, and we're going to build a foam board version of the RV-12IS, which is a replication of what we're going to be building in real life, and eventually flying ourselves and kids around in.
And your booth is in the fly market.
Right on the corner, right by Boeing. I think it's, what is it, the north northwest corner of hangar, is it D?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's hangar D. Yeah. So
north. That'd be northwest corner of hangar D.
Isn't it a shame I'm in a box right now? I don't know where north is.
That way.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right. So 832 on the grounds. Very cool. We've only got about a minute left, I want to dive into the important stuff.
Yes.
What's it going to take for me to get a ride in the full-size land speeder?
I have to be there. All I wanted you to talk about this whole time.
Is that what Saturday's conversation is going to be about? I'll tell you what, it's not going to take much at all.
Oh, my goodness.
So everyone's like, why do you bring... I didn't know people would love this land speeder so much.
Oh, so much.
That's my favorite thing you guys have ever
done. Yeah, she's actually... She generally watches and kind of does something when I'm watching flight test videos, because I play them on the TV in the living room. And with these, she's actually tuned in and paying attention and like, oh, yeah.
Are you guys going to arm wrestle over this? Because my money's on her.
No, because I'll win.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and she will. She's not wrong.
So. All right. Land speeder rides all around.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Or Saturday, I guess.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming in again, Josh.
I love
appreciate
you guys.
It.
Thank
Josh
you.
Bixler from Flight Test. He'll be back again on Saturday. Be sure to tune in around 7:30 a.m. Up next is the Hal Bryan Show. This is the Morning Pre-Flight on EAA Radio.